Baba Basra, Daf Pei Beis, Omud Beis, page 82, side B. Kimloy Oire Vesaloy, that's the shear that is needed for a person who's collecting the fruits of the branches, of the outer branches, and for the basket that's in his hand. Rabbi Lezer asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan, Maskiv lo Rabbi Lozor. Rabbi Lozor asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan, is then the din so that one, that the owner of the field sells to the tree, to the owner of the trees, also the land which is around the tree in the amount of oire v'saloi, for his basket and for him to walk around over there? Hash to derech ein loy, da'ara achriti he. Since we see that one who sells three trees to his friend did not sell him a passageway for him to get to those fields through his field, but he either should either fly in the air or he should purchase the way right of way to his newly acquired trees. Like the Chacham said before of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, that since he sold him trees with property, so it turns out that the trees are standing on a different section of property, and he had not enslaved his field at all to these trees. So if that's the case, so then is there to say that the land which is around the trees and the amount of Oire Vesala Yeshloi, that he should have the area of land for the Oire Vesaloi, this is even less needed to the owner of the trees than he needs a passageway to get to there. Because over here, he's able to go onto the tree to collect the fruit or to go underneath him to collect them. Doesn't need the extra space to go around and around. So, Reb Zeira concludes Halacha from the words of Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbi Zeira says Rabbi Zeira medivrei Rabbeinu from the words of Rabbi Lozer that he learned that he says in his language that the reason that he doesn't have a passageway, so he says the arachrita he, in other words, it's a different kind of land, that since he, the buyer, is acquiring and making a kinyan in the karka, so that's why it's considered a separate piece of property. Nilmad Shloisha. So we can learn that three who dein loy derech, hoshnaim yeshloy. So from this we can learn that only if the seller sends to his friend three trees, that he sells the land with it. So then the purchaser doesn't have a right to get in there. But if one purchases two trees, so then he has a right to go in there. The Amar Lei, because then the buyer will sell to the seller, Ke'ara didoch koyme. The trees are standing in your field, and you had to enslave the property for the trees in order for them to exist there. So, for sure, also for that, you had enslaved the field, so I should be able to get into it through your field. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok l'Rove, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok to Rove, Leima, shall we say that Rabbi Lozor leis lei de Shmuel Rabbi, that Rabbi Lozor will not rule like his teacher Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel Halacha ke Rabbi Akiva, because Shmuel says the Halacha like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Meicher b'Ein Yofa Meicher, the one who sells with a good eye, and one who purchases three trees also acquired a passageway through the rights for a passageway through the seller's field. But since Rabbi Elazar had the question of Rabbi Yochanan, that just like he doesn't have a passageway, he should not also have the right around the branches of Oire V'saloi. So from this we see that he holds the halacha like the Chachomim, that one who sells Bayin Romecher, and he doesn't leave over for him a passageway, and he has to go purchase it later. Amar Lei, so Rava says to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. Really, we can tell you that Rabbi Elazar holds just like his teacher Shmuel, the one who sells it with a good eye and like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But nevertheless, he's still asking a question on Rabbi Yechanon, since our Mishnah is obvious that it doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, but like the Chachomim, that Moicher Bayin Romoicher, the one who sells with an Aber eye, and that's why he's asking that according to the opinion and view of the Mishnah, that he did not purchase the passageway, can we then possibly say that Oire Vesaloi Kona? So the Gemara says, Mimai, for how do you know it's obvious from the Mishnah that we hold that one who sells with a bad eye like the Chachamim? The Gemara explains, Midakotoni, since it's written in the Mishnah, that if he bought three trees, Higdilu, and the trees branched out outside, Yishape, then the seller can go ahead and cut them down, so that they should not protrude outside of the property of the buyer. This Hakadai to Rabbi Akiva, and if you're going to enter your mind that our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Akiva, so in that case, why should the seller be allowed to cut them off so that they don't go out from the property of the buyer? But Rabbi Akiva says one who sells with a good eye, so of course we need to say that he also gave him the writes that the branches should grow into his possession. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Rava, how do you know that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva? We can say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the seller did not enslave his field for the branches that go out. Because Eimer Doma Rabbi Akiva Gaba Bervedus, Rabbi Akiva only said, when did Rabbi Akiva say his din with regards to the pit and the dus, that in that case that he also gave him a passageway. The loy mechacheshi aro, because the pit and the dus and the passageway to them do not weaken and do not cause a loss to the field, and therefore he sells it with a good eye, as opposed to Gabi Ilon Mishamatle. Do you then hear that even with regards to the tree, the seller enslaves his fields to that extent that he should allow the branches to grow into his field, and this way he's losing a lot of his fields, because the shade that comes from the trees is not good for the field that is a Beis HaShalachim, and also he will not be able to plow underneath the branches of the tree because of the height of the mardeya, of the stick in which he leads the animal. And I'll bring you a proof to it, because Miloy Meidi Rabbi Akiva, does then not Rabbi Akiva agree to the din that we learned before in the Mishnah and Chav Zayin Amid Beis? That a tree that is bent into the field of his friend, that he can cut down the size of mardeya, of the stick which is on top of the plow. That means that the owner of the field can cut down the branches that prevent him from plowing his field, and he can cut them down to the height that he needs in order to be able to raise his mardeya, his stick, from on top of the plow in order to beat the animal, to move on. If so, the same thing applies with one who sells trees with the land to his friend, since those trees are standing in the property of the buyer. So that's considered like the branches are tilting into the yard, into the property of his friend, and he's allowed to cut them off. And therefore, we can say that the Seifa of our Mishnah goes also like Rabbi Akiva. And Take will say that Rabbi Lezer does not hold like his Rebbe Shmuel, but he holds that the Aloche is like the Chachamim. And that's why he asked the question of Yechanan, who ruled that one who that the buyer also received the Eir of Esalah. And the Gemara brings a support from a braisa to the words of Rav Chiya bar Abba. Tanya kavos Rav Chiya bar Abba. We learned in a braisa to support Rav Chiya bar Abba, because over there it says the braisa that one who buys three trees from his friends harizekono tachteyem ubeineyem v'chutzolahen kibloy oyre v'saloy, underneath and between and outside them, like the shir of oyre v'saloy. Now the Gemara is going to deal with the definition of the ownership of the buyer on the property which is chutzolahen, on the property that's outside. And we're talking about kibloy oyre v'saloy, that he needs to walk around with his basket to collect the fruit. Amar le Abaye la Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, oyson oyre v'saloy, that oyre v'saloy that are outside of the trees which the purchasers acquired, mizoyrim, who sows them? Does the purchaser sow because they belong to him, or the owner of the field? Because maybe we can say that he only enslaved his property for the purpose for him to collect his fruit, and therefore the seller is allowed to sow there, and at the time that he's supposed to collect the fruit, the owner of the trees can step over the over the zroim, over what he sowed. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef answered to Abaye Tenisua. We already learned this din in a Mishnah later on Tzadik Tesom at Beis, with regards to a person who had a garden inside of the garden of his friend, and the outer person agreed to give the inner gardener, the inner person of the garden, to allow him a passageway. So it says, "Hachitzin zareis haderech." The outer one sows the way itself that's sowed by the outer one, because the outer one did not give to the inner one the passageway only for that to pass through there. And therefore, also in our case, we can say the same thing, that he did not give him the property which is outside only for the purpose of collecting the fruit. And the owner of the field will sow this property, this land, and not the buyer. So Abaye says, but no, really we can distinguish between these two cases. Oh, Marlei, so Abaye says, Rabbi Yosef, mi domi. Are they then compared, that case, to the din of our Mishnah? Because over there, Hossam, with the Mishnah, with regards to the two gardens, one inside the other, Leslip said to the Lekech, the buyer has no loss in the fact, by the fact that the outer one will sow the passageway, because he is able to step over the Zeroyim to get to his garden. Aval Hachabar, over here, by the property which is outside of the trees, Islip said to the Lekech, there is a loss to the buyer if the owner of the field will sow over there the land, he's going to lose. Why? The Omar Lei Kom Mitan Fi Peri, because the owner of the trees will tell to the owner of the field, my fruits that will fall on top of the seed, the top of the growing things over there, will become dirty and they will become lost because of the fertilizer that you fertilize this roi. And Abaye concludes his words, "Haladamiel leseif." This case is not compared, but to what we learned in the seifa over there. It says, "Vezeh vezeh einan rashoim lezoira." Now both of them aren't permitted to sow it. But if the Beisdin gave to the inner one a passageway on the field, in the side of the field, so then they both agreed and they had a passageway, so then both of them, the buyer and the seller, are not permitted to sow over there, because at the end the these zeroyim that he sows over there, they do prevent a little bit the owner of the garden, of the inside one, by walking there. So of course in our case, which we consider this as if they both agreed, because since we say that one who sells three trees sells with them the land that is right outside of the trees, so the buyer can prevent the seller from sowing around the trees, because he has a great loss from that, as mentioned before, because of his fruit getting dirty. The Gemara brings us support to the view of Abaye. Tanya Kavosei da Abaye. We learned the Braise to support Abaye, that one who buys three trees of his friend, so says the Braise, Harizekono Tachteyem Ubeneyem V'chutzolayem Kimeloy Oire V'saloy V'zeh V'zeh. This Braise is Beferish, that this one and this one, the buyer and the seller, ain't on Rashoyim L'zoyro. They're not allowed to sow the property that is outside of the tree. What is the reason why one who buys three trees, he also purchases property with them? Because three trees are considered to be a field of trees, and in general, he buys it together with the property. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about how much of a distance do the trees need to be one from another in order so they can be considered like a field of trees. The Gemara says the comma, how much is the distance Yehi Beinayim should be between the trees so that this way they should be considered still as a tree, a field of trees? Because if they are planted too close, then they're considered like a forest, which are destined to be torn out, and they're not considered to be like a field of trees. And likewise, if they are too far away, they do not combine to consider that they're together. So the Gemara explains, Om Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ma Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef says the name of Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, that as long as the distance between one tree to the other one is Me'arba Amis Ba'ad Shemoyna, from 4 Amis up to 8 Amis. In other words, it has to have minimally 4 Amis besides the thickness of the tree, until up to 8 Amis, not included, just till 8 Amis, then they can be combined and you acquire the land with them. The Gemara brings an additional opinion in the view of Shmuel. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav says name of Nachman, name of Shmuel. Mishmoyna v'ad sheish esre Amis, from 8 up to 16. In other words, that it needs to be at least 8 Amis besides the thickness of the tree, and up till 16 Amis, and up to and not included 16 Amis. In this amount, they are combined, and he purchased the land with them. The Gemara brings a proof from the Mishnah to the view of Rabbi Nachman. Amar Abai L'Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef, Lo tiflo galei de Rabbi Nachman. Do not disagree on the view of Rabbi Nachman, in which he said in the name of Shmuel that up to 16 Amas they would combine. Because we learned a Mishnah in Meseches Kelayim like him in Perek Dal, the Mishnah test. Etnan, we learned of it in the Mishnah, Aneteyes karame shesh esrei amo al shesh esrei amo, one who plants his orchard 16 Amas by 16 Amas. An orchard which is planted lines, and between each line there is a distance of 16 Amas, complete 16 Amas. Mutar lahavi zera l'sham, you're permitted to bring seed in between them, because these vines are not combined to be considered as an orchard. As opposed to if there were between the lines less than the 16 Amas, then it would be prohibited to sow between them, because that would be considered that you're sowing within an orchard, and that would make it kilayim. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to support from a story that happened to the view of Tanakam. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Maise b'tzalmon, there was a story in Tzalmon, b'echot shenot es karma, one who planted his orchard, shesh esrei al shesh esrei amos, 16 by 16, so that between each line there was a distance of 16 amos. V'yehoifech sa'ar shtei shuruz l'zadechot, and he would take the branches of two lines and he would turn them to one side. In other words, that if the lines of the vines were from east to west, he would take the amount of the northern line and he would turn it to south, and the southern line he put it to the north. And so he did in each orchard, v'zereya es hanir, and then he would plant the empty plow. In other words, that in between the two lines that he cleared out the branches and he turned to the other side. So now it turns out that there is a distance between them of 16 amos. But if he hadn't turned them around, so then the branches would be taken away from the 16 amma, and that would be considered to be an orchard that you're not allowed to plant inside. And the second year, he would turn the branches to the other side, and then he would sow the space that was boir, meaning it was empty from the plowing and the sowing of the previous year, and he'd sow it again. And the story came from the Chachamim, and they permitted it. Because since there is between the trees a distance of 16 amas, then it's not a kilayim, it's not the middle of a kerem. But if he would not have turned the branches on the other way, these branches would have diminished from the 16 amas, and then the two lines would have been combined to make it an orchard. And this supports the words of Reb Nachman, the name of Shmuel, that any time that we have less than 16 amas, they are combined. Omar leis Reb Yisus Tabaye, ano lo yadayna. In other words, it's not my opinion for halacha like this Mishnah. Ela uvda have, but there was a story